Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley here. Let's dive right into today's show. Before we get started, thanks so much to all the listeners in over 200 countries around the world. When you get a minute, if you haven't done so, I read every review on Apple. Smash that 5-star rating, leave a review. Helps amazing people like you find the show. You know what I try to remind myself of all the time is that vocation is not your identity. You're not what you do. You're not your work. You're not your job title. You're not even your performance. Whether it's good times, bad times, in good times, are you really that much smarter? Like you get a big win. Oh my God, I'm like the smartest person on the planet. You go bankrupt. I'm adult. I'm a complete loser. Neither one of those is true, but I'm recording this podcast to remind myself of this. Maybe you need to hear it. I don't know, but you're valuable. You don't need to really hear anything else than that. You know, the fear of failure cripples a lot of people. You know what cripples people more? I find this fascinating. It's not the fear of failure. It's the fear of prosperity. It's the fear of, oh boy, if I do something pretty spectacular, then people are going to expect me to show up that way. I think that's why I haven't become a scratch golfer yet. I'm kidding. I haven't become a scratch golfer yet because my golf game needs improvement, especially around the green. But if I were to become a scratch golfer, those of you not familiar, that means you would shoot par on average on the course every single time. So par 72, you're shooting a 72. People would expect me to shoot a 72. I can't do that. I can't show up to the course with people expecting me to shoot that. So I'll just kind of stay where I'm at right now. But in business, in branding, in what we do, you know, in this online business or offline business, you go to the next level, you've left the lower one behind. Now people are going to be like, that's your new level. Like you got to show up that way all the time. Scares the crap out of people. They'd rather stay where they are, fly below the radar, and not really be that caught up in it. I remember I used to work with a guy in sales back in the day, and they would rank us all the time. You know, they would have, you know, every day practically. Here's where you rank all the sales reps. He's like, you know what, Sammy? I just want to fly below the radar, just stealth mode, all right? I don't want to be in number one. I don't want to be in last place. I just like kind of flying below the radar. I'm like, well, that's no fun. I'd rather be number one. Yeah, but when you're number one, they give you more work, and then they expect more from you. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't ever want to be average. Like, call me anything, but never call me average. And I always remember that conversation with him because he meant it. Like he was dead serious. He goes, nope, just call me stealth. Call me stealth. Just call him stealth. What's up, stealth? Because he just wanted to fly. No radar. You don't know if I'm doing great. You know if I'm doing bad. You don't even know what I'm doing. And I like it that way. It's an average life. It's uninspiring. No interest in that. But a lot of people, and him included, were afraid that if he performed at a high level, then that's the new level people would expect him to perform at. So even if you do get to that level, you're not you're great at what you do for that season of your life. Careful though, you know, don't get too cocky. Celebrate the wins. I think that's amazing. But when you have really bad times, the reason you don't want to do it when you're like that, first of all, it's no fun to get to the mountaintop alone. There's a lot of people that help us get there. And it's way more fun to celebrate with a lot of people. Climbing a mountaintop by yourself, standing up there and cheering by yourself, no fun. Would rather bring a whole team with me. That's why I surround myself with a team of really amazing, talented people. And so also, when you have really tough times, it's not like, oh, I suck. No, I would rather, first of all, no one's ever going to beat you if you never give up. And if you fail more than somebody else, you're always going to be more successful. The reason, because you've now gained all this wisdom and you haven't given up. You're staying in the game. I would fear, like, I would definitely fear the person who never gives up. I mean, you ever play, I don't know if you ever play a sport with somebody, maybe you play one-on-one basketball, maybe you play ping pong, maybe you play pool, and that person's like, all right, rack them up again. Shoot and pool. Do it again. Dude, I just beat you. You had six balls left on the table. Yep, do it again. Let's go. And then you beat it. Do it again. Let's go. Let's go. I had my future son-in-law over here for Easter a few days ago, and we played chess, and I haven't played chess in forever. And I didn't know that he's actually been playing. First of all, I didn't know he played chess because I'm like, hey, you play chess? Yeah, a little bit. I should have known. Should have known that was a sign right there that I was about to get played. But anyway, he dusted me. First game, like, it was over in 5 minutes. I'm like, hey, let's go. You want to play another? Yep, let's go. Let's go. And he beat me again. I lasted a little bit longer. I think he said something like, oh, you're doing better this time. Third time. I'm like, let's go. He goes, you want to play again? Like, let's go. And I kept doing it. I think we probably played five games. I don't even know. Maybe more. Maybe it was four. I don't know. But had they not had to go, or dinner was getting served, something happened, I would have just kept going. I would have been here till midnight the next day trying to beat him in chess, because I know that I will never give up. Never. Not if it's something I'm passionate about. Now, there's a time to cut your losses. Yeah, sure. You don't go chasing a loser. But if it's something I'm passionate about, game of chess, game of golf, game of life, podcasting, coaching, business, online, whatever it is, I'm never giving up, and you're never going to beat me, ever. You might beat me for a season, and that season could be 5 years, but eventually I'm going to win because I'm going to learn a lot. I love failing. I don't like the way it feels, especially if I lose money doing it. But I look back and like, wow, man, I learned a lot. And this isn't some motivational mumbo jumbo, by the way. Like, oh, I love to fail because I learn. I really do. Take the word fail out. I love to learn. I love to learn. Isn't that better? Doesn't that sound? What sounds better? I love to fail, or I love to learn. Everybody would say, 100% of people say, whoa, I love to learn sounds better. That, what do you think failing is? What do you think it is? You're just gonna try something the first time. You win. You're great. No, that's not the way the game's played. Because if the game was that easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would just say, oh, absolutely, I'm going to go for my dream. I can't fail. Well, you got to have that mindset, but you know you're going to. And when you do, it doesn't feel good, especially when people are watching, especially people who know you are watching and you know they're judging you. Don't worry, it doesn't happen for a long period of time. But if more people would just get in the game saying, I'm never going to give up, think about how great that would be. So rather than thinking what's not true, that I'm never going to fail, just saying, I'm going to learn so much. This is going to be amazing. And I'm going to win. I'm going to win eventually. I don't know when I'm going to win, but I know I'm going to win. And when I do, it's going to feel a hell of a lot better because of all those failures that mounted up along the way. And I'm going to love it. It wouldn't feel good. The springtime never would feel amazing if you didn't have to go through winter. Like right here in Cincinnati, I woke up today, it's April 4th, 2024. I wake up, it's 28 degrees outside, and I'm like, hey, this weather, can it change? But you throw a 70-degree day in there, I'm like, hey, this is awesome. I lived in Florida for 2 years back in the 80s. Every day was the same. Every single day was the same. Between January and March is a little cooler. I lived in West Palm Beach. A little cooler. Summers were unbearable. Like, I had to run into the grocery store just to cool off. But I didn't like it. I like the change of seasons. And that's, I think, why I like a lot about life is it's seasonal. The wins, the losses, the highs, the lows, the celebration, defeats, all that. I like that. Like, trust me, would we want to win every time? Yeah, I guess. And I was a little hesitant answering it that way because I don't know if I would want to. Because what would I learn? I wouldn't have to learn anything. Like, hey, lotto ticket. Hey, lotto ticket. Whoa, this is great. I like the change of seasons, and I like the seasons of life. I like the seasons of business. I like never giving up. I love never giving up. I love trying new stuff. I love looking like an idiot when I try it. I'm the crash test dummies of all things entrepreneurship. This podcast being the first thing I ever really tried. Did it work? No, of course it didn't work. It sounded like Porky Pig on a meth trip. I mean, it was horrible. 2 years, fumbling all around. Sounded terrible. Nobody listened, but I never gave up. Tried to make it a little better, shortened it a little bit, 8 to 10 minutes. start speaking on stage, leverage a little bit of that. It just worked out. Still working. I'm still working. I'm still a work in progress. So are you. You know, you're listening to a guy like, the reason I do this podcast is, can I share a little bit of wisdom? A little bit. I'll be back tomorrow with some more, a little bit after that. You know, they'll always, even if you hate this episode, then there'll be another one after it. Don't worry. You know, I'm not emotionally attached to one or even 100 podcast episodes. The main goal is the main goal, to help somebody. Somebody that's never heard the message or maybe even listened for all 20 years. Maybe there's a seed that got planted. You took action on it. You had success. Love it. That's why I do what I do. So keep that in mind as you think about attaching yourself to an identity, your work, your job title, your performance. Don't do it. You are valuable. All right. I hope the seed did plant something in good soil with you. I hope it made a difference. All right. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it and say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.